For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Tom Michael. Wood River Valley residents continued to battle floodwaters over the weekend. Officials distributed sandbags as worried residents moved to fortify their homes throughout Blaine County. That's the sound of the Big Wood River rushing along at flood level stages in West Ketchum. The river hit a peak level on Friday night as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began reinforcing the Broadford levee in Bellevue. On Saturday, Governor Butch Otter arrived in Haley to meet with local officials. Each day, librarian Randy Kemp has seen the Warm Springs Creek rise and rise by his Ketchum home.
You know, long-term residents saying, I've never seen it like this before.
Last week, the county was placed under a state of emergency, and some neighborhoods were evacuated. Kemp says one of his son's classmates was evacuated, and the other
had to move twice. The house they were in flooded. They went to live in an alternative house, and that house, too, experienced flooding, so they had to move on to a third house.
Kemp has seen video images of water rescues, and on Wednesday, a Ketchum resident died while trying to pump water out of a basement. On visits to the swollen banks of Warm Springs, Kemp tries to teach his two children the natural power of the river.
This is what water can do. This is the impact that the snow has had.
With cooler weather in the forecast, the Big Wood is expected to drop below flood stage in the coming days. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael.